Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Samsung Galaxy Watch. And I thought I might get this particular demo over and done with, so then we can get on with more positive things to do with the Galaxy Watch. But one of the most irritating things about the Galaxy Watch is the fact that Samsung, in their wisdom, has decided that there are apps that it will not allow you to use if you're using a voice assistant, because they, in their wisdom, have deemed it not to be accessible. So I'm just going to show you what happens when you try and run an app that Samsung deals inaccessible, and then the way to get around it. So I'm going to wake up my watch by pressing the home button.
It is 1:37 p.m.
And today I'm just using the normal speaker in the watch. I'm not using it via the TP-Link off to the Bluetooth speaker. So I've just woken it up. I'm going to press the home button again.
Apps, rotate bezel to navigate apps.
And I'm going to get to timer. Now let me just see if I can go to the right. No, so I'm going to go to the left.
Timer.
All right, so here's timer. So I'm now going to do a one-finger double tap, which is the usual way to launch an application or an app.
Can't open this app while voice assistant is on.
Okay, can't open this app while voice assistant is on, i.e. Samsung says it's not accessible. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Can't open this app while voice assistant is on. Okay, button.
Double tap on OK. And I'm back to the main app launcher screen. If I rotate the bezel to the left.
Spotify.
And by the way, that's another one that's not deemed to be accessible. And again, I'll show you how to get around it. And go to the right.
Timer.
And there's the timer. So if I want to use the timer app, which I believe is accessible, then all I have to do is just do it via Bixby. All right, so I'm going to press the home button twice to bring up Bixby.
Bixby.
And I'm going to find the microphone down towards the bottom of the round watch face.
Mic button, double tap to speak.
Mic button, double tap to speak. So double tap. Open timer. And I've just got a little vibration. And then
timer.
There he is. Well, there it is. Okay, so I've opened up timer. Nothing about can't use it because using voice assistant. Flick to the right.
00. Turn bezel to adjust.
Okay, 00 for hour. So flick to the right again.
00. Min. Turn bezel to adjust min.
Okay, 00 for minutes. And flick to the right again.
00. Sec. Turn bezel to adjust sec.
And 00 seconds. And use bezel to adjust the value of either one of those. So I'm on seconds. Just before I do that, I'm going to flick to the right.
Start button.
I've got a start button, which is currently dim because there's no settings. Flick to the right again.
Timer.
And we're back to the title timer. So I'm going to flick back to the left.
Start button.
I could actually flick the other way if I wanted to.
00.
But I want to get back to seconds. So I'm going to turn the bezel to adjust the seconds. Now this is sounding pretty damn accessible so far. So I'm going to turn the bezel clockwise.
01.
01, 02, 03, 04, 04, 05. Okay, so 5 seconds. Now I'm going to flick to the left to make sure that the minutes and hours have stayed at 0.
00, min, turn bezel to adjust min.
Yep, correct.
00, turn bezel to adjust.
Yep, so both minutes and hours are still at 0. So if I flick back to the right.
00, min, turn bezel to adjust min. 05 sec, turn bezel to adjust sec.
So it's still 5 seconds.
Start button.
Start button is now no longer grayed out. And if I flick the button one more time now.
Reset button.
I've now got a reset button so I can reset the values back to 0. So still very accessible. So I flick back to the left.
Start button.
And double tap on start.
Cancel button.
That's it counting down.
Timer.
Okay, that's the timer going off.
Time is up. Dismiss. Swipe right with 2 fingers to dismiss alarm.
Okay, swipe right with 2 fingers.
Timer.
I've just done. And I'm now back in timer, so if I flick to the right.
Reset button.
Okay, I've got a reset button. Let me just flick back to the left.
Start button. 05 sec. Okay, turn still bezel at
5 seconds,
sec.
So if I flick over to
reset button.
Reset and double tap on reset. And I want to check it.
Start button, dim.
There's the start button, which is now dim. Flip back to the left.
00, sec. Turn bezel to adjust sec.
0 is seconds.
00, min. Turn bezel to adjust. 0, 0. Turn bezel
and hour is 0, 0 as well. So, as far as I'm concerned, that's a fully accessible timer application for the Galaxy Watch. So, as I keep repeating myself, Samsung number one should not make a decision on whether an app is inaccessible or accessible. And number two, why the hell did they make this one or deem this one to be inaccessible when it works perfectly well with voice assistant? All right, so let's go back to Spotify. So I'm just going to press my back button to come out of timer.
Bixby.
So I've gone back to Bixby. So I'm going to press the back button again. Now I should be back at my application screen. So let me just rotate to the left of the bezel.
Timer.
That's timer.
Spotify.
So let me double tap on Spotify.
Can't open this app while voice assistant is on.
All right. So again, can't use it because Samsung deems it inaccessible. So.
Can't open this. Okay.
Okay. Button. Tap on OK. And let's do our normal trick bypassing that comment with Bixby. So I'm going to press my home button twice on my watch.
Bixby.
And find the microphone button on the screen.
Mic button double tap to speak.
Which is just sort of down the bottom middle. And then double tap on that. Open Spotify. A little vibration. And now it should be launching the app. And it does take a few seconds. So I normally count to about three. So one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, and by about then, there we go, it should launch. All right, so let's touch the screen.
Shuffle play.
So I've been using this already, so I've got shuffle play. If I flip back to the left.
Nature sounds.
So I've been playing nature sounds quite happily as a playlist, which I admittedly started playing on my Samsung Galaxy S10 because I'm using the same Spotify premium account, which you have to use if you want to use it with the watch. It works perfectly. There are some buttons that are not labeled, but overall, again, I can still use it if I just go to a little bit of extra trouble about working out what some of the unlabeled buttons are. Okay, so let me press the back button to go back to the previous screen.
Recently played.
Okay, and I'm back to the recently played screen. So if I flick to the right.
Unwind 90s playlist by Spotify.
So Unwind 90s.
Workday Lounge playlist by Spotify.
So these are all the ones that I've been streaming on my S10. So I'm going to double tap on that one. Okay, and if I flick through.
Workday Lounge.
So that's the name, that's the title of the playlist.
Shuffle. Play. Download.
So it's a download title.
Button.
The actual button to download it. So again, it's not labeled, but big deal. I've worked out that's the download button. So flick to the right again.
Third Bridge Voyager.
Okay, and here's the first song in the list. So I'm going to double tap on that.
Panel. Download.
Started playing it. Now, here's the interesting bit. So these buttons are unlabeled on the screen now for play and previous and next and so on. But if I touch right in the middle of my screen,
button.
There's an unlabeled button. And guess what it is? Play, pause, stop. Okay, I've just stopped it. I'll tap it again. Off we go again. If I turn the bezel to the right. Okay, and again to the right. And I double tap in the middle.
Button.
There's the play pause button again. And I've stopped it. So, yes, it's not accessible, technically speaking, because we've got unlabeled buttons and it's not quite clear until you play off the buttons. But me, as an intelligent human being, has been able to work out what buttons are for what by just playing with the application, which I'm sure a lot of us that are people who are blind have had to do in the past. And indeed, currently. But just be aware that you will get quite often that statement about the app not being accessible if you double tap on it using Voice Assistant. The way to get around it is to use Bixby. And yes, I have encountered some apps that are completely inaccessible. For example, Samsung's own stopwatch app. When you overwrite that you can't run this app via Bixby, you just get a window and none of the controls are accessible. But like I said, the timer itself is fully accessible. Spotify, you can certainly get around and navigate and enjoy your music. As I said, I mainly got the playlist up and running from the S10, my phone, and then they came up on, of course, this playlist on my Galaxy Watch. But anyway, I'm going to wake up my watch again by pressing the home button.
It is 2:02 p.m.
I'm just going to press my home button twice.
Bixby.
And find the microphone.
Mic button, double tap to speak.
Double tap. Open Spotify. Got the little vibration. Oh, that's quicker that time because it's already been loaded. So if I touch my watch screen.
Shuffle play.
That's the shuffle play. So let me flip to the right.
Download. Button. Third bridge, Voyager.
Third bridge.
Drifting clouds. Drifting. Out of. Rock solid. Rock solid. The shoreline ambient mix. Chimer is.
That sounds nice. The shoreline ambient mix. So double tap on that.
Download.
Beautiful. And just a note, by the way, which I did occur to me, but I haven't mentioned it. That music is actually playing out of the speaker of the Galaxy Watch itself. I'm not using headphones, Bluetooth speakers or anything else. It's just playing through the speaker of the watch. So there we go. If you want to use the timer, go for it via Bixby. If you want to use Spotify, go for it via Bixby. And I'm going to sit here and keep listening to my music. And as always, thank you for listening and bye for now.